What happened to Crystal Malley was no whodunit. The day after Christmas, the 2-year-old accompanied her mother to the Buy-Right Plaza in Panorama City. The promise of mega sale, deep discounts had stuffed the shabby, fading mall with bargain hunters. Teenagers on winter break loitered near the Happy Taste food court and congregated among the CD racks of flip disc music. The black-lit box of din that was the Galaxy Video Emporium pulsed with hormones and hostility. The air reeked of caramel corn and mustard and body odor. Frigid air blew through the poorly fitting doors of the recently closed indoor ice skating rink. Crystal Malley, an active, moody toddler of 25 months, managed to elude her mother's attention and pull free of her grasp. Lara Malley claimed the lapse had been a matter of seconds. She'd turned her head to finger a blouse in the sale bin, felt her daughter's hand slip from hers, turned to grab her, found her gone. Elbowing her way through the throng of other shoppers, she'd searched for Crystal, calling out her name, screaming it. Mall security arrived. 2 60-year-old men with no professional police experience. Their requests for Lara Malley to calm down so they could get the facts straight made her scream louder, and she hit one of them on the shoulder. The guards restrained her and phoned the police. Valley uniforms responded 14 minutes later, and a store-by-store search of the mall commenced. Every store was scrutinized. All bathrooms and storage areas were inspected. A troop of Eagle Scouts was summoned to help. Canine units unleashed their dogs. The canines picked up the little girl's scent in the store where her mother had lost her. Then, overwhelmed by thousands of other smells, the dogs nosed their way toward the mall's eastern exit and floundered. The search lasted 6 hours. Uniforms talked to each departing shopper. No one had seen Crystal. Night fell. Buy-Right closed. 2 Valley detectives stayed behind and reviewed the mall's security videotapes. All 4 machines utilized by the security company were antiquated and poorly maintained, and the black and white films were hazy and dark, blank for minutes at a time. The detectives concentrated on the time period immediately following Crystal Malley's reported disappearance. Even that wasn't simple. The machines' digital readouts were off by 3 to 5 hours. Finally, the right frames were located. And there it was. Long shot of a tiny figure dangling between 2 males. Crystal Malley had been wearing sweatpants, and so did the figure. Tiny legs kicked. 3 figures exiting the mall at the east end. Nothing more. No cameras scanned the parking lot. The tape was replayed as the D's scanned for details. The larger abductor wore a light-colored T-shirt, jeans, and light shoes, probably sneakers. Short, dark hair. From what the detectives could tell, he seemed heavily built. No facial features. The camera, posted high in a corner, picked up frontal views of incoming shoppers, but only the backs of those departing. The second male was shorter and thinner than his companion, with longer hair that appeared blonde. He wore a dark-colored tee, jeans, sneakers. Sue Kramer said, "They look like kids to me." "I agree," said Fernie Reyes. They continued viewing the tape. For an instant, Crystal Malley had twisted in her captor's grasp, and the camera caught 2.3 seconds of her face. Too distant and poorly focused to register anything but a tiny, pale disc. The lead detective, a D2 named Sue Kramer, had said, "Look at that body language. She's struggling." "And no one's noticing," said her partner, Fernando Reyes, pointing to the stream of shoppers pouring in and out of the mall. People flowed around the little girl as if she were a piece of flotsam in a marina.
"Everyone probably figured they were horsing around," said Kramer. "Dear God."
Lara Malley had already viewed the tape through tears and hyperventilated breathing, and she didn't recognize the 2 abductors.
"How can I?" she whimpered. "Even if I knew them, they're so far away."
Kramer and Reyes played it for her again, and again. 6 more times. With each viewing, she shook her head more slowly. By the time a uniform entered the security room and announced,
The father's here. The poor woman was nearly catatonic.